Yeah, it's the Bagpipe Brothers in here in studio. And I tell you, it is time for Survey Says
Jacob Rodriguez.
Puffer fish.
6'7".
I am Riz.
I am Riz. All right, where we go? You go first, as always.
Getting you going first.
Okay.
I remember 45 seconds.
And
top five answers are on the board.
And how many of these do we do? Two?
Three.
Three, okay. All right.
Here we go, Giddens. We asked 100 people, name something you have that a neighbor might try to borrow.
Your shovel.
Yes.
Your wife.
Yeah, your wife.
No.
Your car.
No.
Your Wi-Fi.
No. 30 seconds.
Your other tools.
No, that's what shovel's okay. Under.
Let me answer when he gets done. I got some.
Your ladder.
That's another one, yes. You got two of the five. 15 seconds.
Your lawnmower.
Yes.
That's
or two more. Eater. Two more. 10 seconds.
Your water.
No. Five. Four. Three, two.
I don't know.
I'm going to say your swimming pool.
No, y'all missed the number one answer.
I figured lawnmower would be number one.
No, the number one answer, sugar.
What? You used to break in somebody's house, take their sugar?
No, Giddens, you borrowed their sugar.
Giddens don't bake no cake. I mean, come on.
Celia does, probably for him.
Celia gets her groceries, though.
I can't believe sugar's the number one answer.
Sugar!
And the fifth one, the bottom answer was phone.
So he got three.
He got three of the five.
Yeah, phone probably if your phone dies or
makes
something.
Sense.
Yeah,
makes more sense than sugar.
Well, the phone makes sense back when there was no cell phones, you know, and you just had a home phone.
I think sugar's the same way back in the olden days.
I was going to say.
Old folks were answering this one.
I was going to say, how about barring your kids?
Take your kids away?
Yeah, just take them for a while, man.
David, right. You're up now.
All right, I'm ready.
We asked 100 people, give a phrase that starts with the word happy.
Happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy Gilmore.
Nope.
let's see.
You got two of the five.
Happy, golly. Happy graduation.
No,
There's one that I definitely would get. The other two, I don't know if I would have got.
25 seconds, David.
Happy, wow. Man, happy.
Started out strong and then he just fell off.
I know. Well, I know the first two, and that's
like
it.
Like the Celtics in the playoffs.
Wow. Happy dismissal.
5 seconds.
Oh, man. I don't know. Happy inauguration. I don't know.
So you got two of the five. You got the number one answer with birthday and the number three answer with
anniversary. The one that I knew without even looking over there was Happy New Year. But the other two, I don't think I would have gotten.
Happy days and happy meal.
I give you that. Yeah, I should have got a Happy New Year. All right.
Giddens, we asked 100 people, name an invention that you were really glad was invented.
Spoon, fork, knife.
electricity. Microwave. No.
The oven. A trough.
Yeah. The shower.
No.
Faucet, well.
No.
Peanut butter.
No.
You
haven't even got one.
Peanut butter.
25 seconds.
Oh, I got many of these.
Cotton gin.
No. 15
seconds. Car.
Yes, you got one.
Airplane.
No.
Train.
No. 10 seconds, you got one.
Wi-Fi, phone.
You got another one.
Phone is two.
5 seconds.
Internet.
No.
TV.
You got another one. That's it. Wow, Giddens.
I got three.
You got it at the buzzer, too.
How about radio?
Nope.
It's not on there?
Nope.
So what were the two others?
Computer and air conditioning.
I get you. All right. I'll give you that.
Hey, that's so
I'm,
good.
I'm already behind.
Hey, I made a good
Six
comeback
to
there.
Two.
I made a good comeback.
Okay, David, you should know this one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's going to be hard. What's the chemic?
We asked 100 people, name something little kids hate to do.
Take a bath.
Yep.
Do homework.
Nope.
School, go to school.
Nope.
They hate to get dressed up.
Nope.
They hate to go to bed.
Yep.
They hate to... go to church, most of them.
Nope.
I hate to say that, but it's true. They hate to...
20 seconds.
Golly. Kids hate to do housework.
Yes, that's one.
Okay. Kids hate to...
12 seconds.
Eat certain things.
Yes, that we'll give you that one.
Okay. Kids hate to...
So one more, 5 seconds.
Kids hate to go to bed, and I said that.
All right, that's it.
Wake up.
Nope. The one you missed was go to the doctor.
I can give you that.
You got take a bath, eat vegetables, clean their room, and go to bed on time.
Hey, so I tied it up.
Davis still doesn't like to eat his vegetables.
Yeah.
Wow, how do you figure that? If we go to a buffet, I will eat vegetables. I just will not eat broccoli and salad. I eat green beans. I eat beans. I eat corn.
I thought you just gonna keep listening. I don't want to eat the broccoli, and I don't want to eat.
I mean, there's only two or three things that I don't like.
Salad.
Okay, so let's talk about going to a buffet and it only had slaw and olives.
You leave.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Okay, then.
I'm out.
All right, Giddens. You got to get a good finish here so David can't come back.
So it's tied up.
Yep.
Tied up.
We asked 100 people, name an occasion that people frequently forget.
Anniversary.
Yes.
Birthday.
Yes.
Forget to bathe.
No. An occasion.
Graduation.
No.
Anniversary, birthday,
you got the top two, if that helps
wedding,
you
out. Funeral.
No. Lord, I hope don't forget a funeral.
maybe your own.
occasions that people forget
20
about.
Seconds.
Other special holidays.
I need specific.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
There you go.
15
see,
seconds.
I don't forget these things, so I, you know.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Other 10 seconds.
Mother's Day.
Yes.
Father's Day.
That's the same one.
That's not the same one.
It
same
is answer. For you.
What do you mean?
It is for you.
All right. You got 4 of the 5, Giddens.
Oh, there's no way I'm
winning. What did I not get?
Which doctor's one? Appointment.
Oh, psh.
So Giddens that's has, let's occasion, see, three.
Yeah, that's lame. The other four were Giddens. Holidays.
That was so easily lame.
Giddens, 10 out of 15. I
mean, come on. Here comes my question.
So you need four, David,
is
to tie.
Is water wet?
You need four to tie,
that's
David.
Coming up here.
Four to tie,
how can you
five to
that
win.
Five different ways is water wet.
Maybe, not, yes, who knows.
So four to tie and five to win.
I got
to
get all of them.
We asked 100 people, if you owned a handgun, name a place where you would keep it.
Car.
Yep.
Home in a closet or somewhere in your home.
Yep.
At your work.
Nope.
Desk.
Yes.
How about, that's going to be tough there. How about...
it helps you out your house. You need to get more specific places. Other
okay.
Than a closet.
Bathroom.
No.
How about...
25 in your seconds.
Kitchen.
No.
Laundry room.
No.
Wow. In a gun safe or yep. A gun case.
There you go. You tied it. Now you need this last one to win.
Wow.
10 seconds.
I don't know if I agree with three being checked.
How about...
He did say in a drawer. He said in a drawer. Two. One.
I can't think. I'm not good at that.
You missed under the bed or under your pillow. That was the fourth okay. Answer.
All right.
We tied. We drew.
Nah, we lost. We lost. Both of us.
We drew.
We lost. I'm not going into that. Your dadgum toffees are awful because they're 12 and 31.
They're now the bottom half of the league, David.
Yeah, they're in the
just
bottom
where we
third.
Belong.
Relegation coming.
No.